Morning.
Morning, Sensei.
So has anybody here ever thought about what the meaning of life is? Well, the first thing I would say is there is no absolute meaning to what the meaning of life is. You know, it's different for different people. Another way to say it, I suppose, is what gives life meaning. So I'm going to, this is very brief, but I'm going to just talk about how I see the answer to that question. So this is a poem by Basho. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. So sitting quietly and doing nothing is referring to a mind that is still. And when the mind is still, spring comes and the grass grows. And it grows by itself. And what that means is uninterrupted by our thoughts. So it's life just as it is, without being put into a box, a category, or making up a story about it. It's simply spring comes and grass grows by itself, nothing extra. So if we were to say, okay, so what's the meaning of this poem? To me, the answer would be meaning, or looking for meaning would be extra. And there's the Chinese mountain poet Stonehouse, who I've referred to many times, who writes about a mind at rest. Stripped of conditions, my mind is at rest. Emptied of existence, my nature is at peace. How often at night have my windows turned white as the moon and the stream passed by my door? Let's read it one more time. Stripped of conditions, my mind is at rest. Emptied of existence, my nature is at peace. How often at night have my windows turned white as the moon and the stream passed by my door? Now, to me, Stonehouse is describing a mind that is empty, receiving things just as they are. He is not looking for meaning. My own personal search for meaning to life ended up with, I don't know. And arriving at this place actually turned out to be a gift, because not knowing opened up limitless possibilities, one of which was, it's not important that I know the meaning of life. So I realized that not knowing the meaning of life allowed me to enter life on its own terms, unclouded by any preconceptions that I held. And one of the things that I learned when I became a Zen student was to live life moment to moment as fully as I can and not be distracted looking for a meaning. Living life this way has helped me to trust the mind that doesn't know. And Mary Oliver concluded her poem, The Summer Day, with the following lines. Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? And my answer to the question would be, I don't know. Thank you.